Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are some big changes ahead for the New England Patriots, who are losing key players to other teams. Nate Solder, Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, and Malcolm Butler are all moving on, leaving the Patriots with some pretty big holes to fill. For a look at how the free agency period is going for the Patriots, let's check in this morning with reporter Mike Reese, who covers the Pats for ESPN.com. Mike's in the studio. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So I know it's business. The Patriots part ways with popular players every year. Is this year any different? It just seems like a lot of big names are on the way out this year.
Well, it is different from the sense of, you know, when they entered this free agency period, they really hoped to retain at least two of the players who departed, specifically Nate Solder, the left tackle, who protects Tom Brady's blind side, and Danny Amendola, the clutch wide receiver. But what happened with both players, Bob, is that these other teams simply blew away the financial market, really going above and beyond, and put the Patriots in a position where they had to make a tough decision.
They both got big bucks, especially Nate Solder.
He did. Nate Solder got a four-year contract for $60 million total with the New York Giants. And when you look at that $15 million per year average, it absolutely crushes what was previously the highest paid player at that offensive tackle position, which was at $13.6 million per season. And the Patriots are known for their financial discipline. They'll extend to a degree, but that was too much for them.
Let me ask about Malcolm Butler, cornerback Malcolm Butler. His loss, so to speak, was expected, especially after he was left on the bench during the Super Bowl. How big a loss is this for the team then?
Well, it's a big loss in terms of they found him. I mean, when he came into the league, no one even wanted him. He wasn't drafted. He had to come in and have a tryout just to get a spot on the roster, and then he really grew into a fine player. Something happened this year, Bob, and we don't know exactly what it was, where he sort of got out of favor with Coach Bill Belichick. And so, like you said, we knew this was coming, but the Patriots will find a way to try to replace him, and they've already taken a step to do that, announcing a trade yesterday for Jason McCourty, the brother of captain and safety Devin McCourty. And
twin brother,
and he's a fine player, so they might be able to fill the void with him at a much cheaper cost.
Let me ask about Rob Gronkowski. In addition to the free agents, the Pats have other questions facing them. How nervous should they be about the question of whether a tight end Rob Gronkowski might retire, which he's sort of hinting that he might?
Yeah, he's due to make $8 million in base salary this year, and
Seems pretty cheap.
It's cheap for his position and what he does for the Patriots, and last year the Patriots sweetened his contract, and they might do that again this year to give him an incentive to want to come back. The only thing I would say on that, Bob, and we haven't really heard from him other than the Super Bowl right after that game when emotions can be high, and he said, "I'm going to evaluate my future." When I heard that, I took that to mean I want to see if I want to come back at that financial figure. But if they'll tell me there's more money on the table, I'd be motivated to come back.
You know, I need to ask about all these high-profile departures in this way. I know some of the players left for money, but do you think some of them left because they're worried that the Patriots' salad days might be behind them?
I don't think that's it. If anything, I would say sometimes when you're in an environment for an extended period of time, Nate Solder for 7 years, Danny Amendola since 2013, sometimes you look for a fresh start. And Bill Belichick has acknowledged this. The Patriots are a tough environment for players to come in and play. He is not an easy coach to play for. And I think sometimes for players, they look at it and say, well, let me see what it's like with another team, and especially when that other team makes it financially attractive for them to do so.
They're sort of like saying, I've done my time.
Sure. And I've got my rings, my Super Bowl rings, too.
Right. So let me ask you one last question. In the big picture, can the Patriots recover from this? Do you think that they'll be one of the top one, two, or three contenders by the time the end of next season comes around?
They can recover from this. They have in the past, Bob. They have had some high-profile players leave in the past. The only thing I would say is as long as Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski are in place and in a good place mentally to come back from a tough Super Bowl loss, I think they'll be okay.
All right. Well, we'll be watching this all off season, and Mike Reese will talk about it again, I'm sure. Thanks a lot for coming in, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com.